now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Thomas and she's back again.
Hi, yes, it's Mitch McMorrow and happy Bi Visibility Day for yesterday.
Matthew will be reporting on it later for us, and that how do THT and fitness go together?
Well, David Sully will be here later to explain.
All that and a lot more coming today on Shout Out when I put my teeth back in. Hello, one and all.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Andy. Hello, Lucy.
Welcome to winter.
Hi, Mitch.
I seem to be bouncing up and down to the jingle still.
Just gone past the equinox, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
I know, which actually clashed with Bi Visibility Day, which is quite cool.
Yes, it's interesting, isn't it?
Half and half and all that.
Yes. Oh, that is good.
Half and half.
Sorry, I'm a really bad joke.
Oh, you're so binary, Andy.
Matthew's got a really interesting report coming up later on all about, names. And what we call us, well, not names as in like your
labels.
First name, but yeah, labels, that's what I'm looking
designators.
For.
Designators. So, yes, so. ID chips and ID preferences and pronouns.
Well, there's
preferences.
So many, isn't there? You know, especially if you then go into things like bears and cubs and diesel dykes and lipstick lesbians and I don't know if there are any
boys,
boys, yes. Yes.
Boys, yeah, well, boys. There's lots of different labels now. You know, there's like asexual, agender, demisexual.
Queer's the big one that's been reclaimed, isn't it?
Yeah, queer, gender fluid.
I'm never keen on the word queer.
Polyamorous.
Polyamorous. That means
that's many. That's many lovers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Many lovers.
Yes. Oh, yes. Interesting. It's fascinating. Yeah. You know.
Especially. Same time, Andy.
Sorry. Hello, Mitch. So we normally chat before we come on air, and me and Mitch have been busy talking on the other side of the studio before we come on air. We haven't really said anything, have we?
It's so adorable. It's like watching radio magic happen before my very eyes.
Is it?
You two are so cute together.
Well, we've been doing it so long. We're like an old married couple these days, aren't we?
That's right.
Oh, so you're going to start bickering in a minute.
No, he's just going to have to go home and put the rice on. Yeah, that's
put quiche in the oven.
Quite right too. Oh, you two.
Now, talking of queer, you're doing a thing about an event on queer coming up in a couple of minutes with Outshout, aren't you?
I've got loads of queer events coming up.
Queer Cabaret, I believe, with our friend Tom Marshman.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Loads going on. Yeah.
Loads going on this
He's
weekend.
He's a lovely guy, Tom.
He
went in for Miss Polly's
Pretty Polly legs. He's got the most fantastic legs. Yeah. Be listening, Tom. We love your legs.
Yeah.
We love you too, but, you know, your legs are a phenomenon.
I think he came third or fourth, something like that.
He really did,
cool.
Yeah.
But it was quite monumental because, of course, it's traditionally women that enter the competition.
Yes.
You see?
I know loads of guys who've got amazing legs.
Yeah, not me.
Yes.
Not me.
Not you.
You're not going to say anything, Andy.
I don't think your legs are amazing.
I would say I've never worn tights. I actually have when I've been on stage acting, but that's slightly different. That's kind of a character, isn't it? So.
Yeah, and how did you feel in the tights? Did you feel...
I didn't like them at all. No.
Did you not? Did you have a short skirt on?
No, I've done... There's been a few things I've done on the stage that I really haven't liked. The other one I really hated was we did a scene from... we did Cabaret. Do you know Cabaret, which originally was a TV one?
I
obviously,
love it.
With Liza...
Minnelli.
Yeah.
I had to play a German officer, which meant that I had to have the swastika on my arm. And, of course, being a gay guy, I really, really didn't like doing that at all.
I bet that was uncomfortable.
You know, but you have to tell yourself it's acting. And, you know, it's not the real thing.
No,
so.
It's not. Of course
But, of course,
not.
And the cabaret is all about, German occupation.
But it also has got quite a lot of queer themes in it as well, isn't it?
Oh, it has,
It's based on Christopher Isherwood's time in Berlin. And
Well, the MC is very androgynous. On purpose.
Yeah.
Yes, but it was all about that underground, and everything had to be hidden away in underground and, just disguised as something else.
Yes.
You know, Marlena Dietrich had to sort of like.
No, I did play keyboards in the orchestra when the kids performed one of the shows you're going to talk about that's coming up this weekend, I believe, isn't it? Called The Wiz.
Yes, it's happening. Should we go straight into it?
Yeah, why not? Hang on, here's your jingle.
Let's do it.
lovely Lucy.
Hello,
you've got a few for us. I can't believe the Wiz is on. That's really cool.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's on. It's on at the Trinity Centre tomorrow night. It's being presented by Beacons, Icons, and Dicons.
Hence why we're talking about Tom Marshman.
Hence why I talk about Tom Marshman. On the name alone, it's now rapidly become my favourite Bristol-based performance.
Beacons, Icons, and Dicons.
Brilliant. You know,
we looked up what a daikon was. It's actually a Japanese radish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I feel slightly disappointed by that.
No, but I like the play on words.
Jane was listening. She'd be chuckling along right now because we didn't know what a daikon. I mean, we know it's actually a play on words, but
a thing. It's a thing now. Anyway, they are putting on the Wiz at the Trinity Centre tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, it's good. It looks like it's going to be really good. They're going to be hosting quite a few people who are going to be guest starring, including the Impermanence Dance Theatre, who created a bit of a storm up there this year. Harold Offer and Steve Knight, who I'll come on to later. And that's all kicking off tomorrow night at 9:30, running till 11 o'clock. Tickets are £5, £4 for the concession. After the theatre, there is going to be a little procession to the Gay Village, Old Market Street, and a bit of a party there. So stay tuned. Yeah.
The Wiz is lovely. Originally a 70s theatre production, I believe. That was
Michael Jackson.
It was an all black.
Luther Vandross, Diana Ross,
Michael Jackson.
Loads
of people were in there.
Yeah, absolutely. But of course, keeping with the queer theme, because you know, Dorothy, friends of, all that good. Just in case anybody listening to the LGBT radio show needed that link making
for Friends of. No, you say that. A lot of the younger generations don't know what Friends of Dorothy
absolutely
means.
But
it was Judy Garland,
it
wasn't
it? It was Judy Garland,
who obviously played Dorothy in the original The Wizard of Oz.
Huge gay Disney icon. It's the rest.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all
connected, folks.
We're all friends of Dorothy.
And if that inspires you on Thursday night, then by all means go back to the Trinity Central on Saturday, when you will be able to get workshops on how to snap like a diva.
Is this like Legally Blonde, where it's bend and snap?
Yeah, click and snap. Yeah, absolutely.
Seriously?
Yeah, no, seriously. Google it. It's a workshop being run by Harold Offer and Steve Nice. If you go onto Steve Nice's website, there's a good video there demonstrating it.
That's fab.
Maybe a bit of voguing going in there as
Can you do the bend and snap?
I can, but Lucy's is laughable.
Oh, you. I can't even think of anything suitably cutting to say, darling. Maybe I should go. It seems like it might be £5 well spent.
If you go, you've got to take a recording, because that would be great. That really will.
Okay, I'll go. Because I'm going to go, I am going to email tom@tommarshman.com and book my space. And there will be refreshments as well. And that's happening from 5 o'clock.
Cool.
It's a life skill,
so
Andy.
So the Wiz is on tomorrow night.
Yes.
And then that's Saturday.
Saturday's
great. Yep. Cool. And then Sunday at the Beer Keller, there is going to be Behind the Lines production is putting on All the Nice Girls. It's a, I want to say one man show, but it's not. It's a two woman show.
Yes.
And it's basically an homage to the musical tradition that went on in sort of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. And it's the rise of it's an homage of the rise of variety and music hall. And but it's a history lesson bringing together. Exploring the changing expression of sexuality and gender on stage. So it's again fluid, again a little bit queer. Any lesbian of a certain age will remember Tipping the Velvet.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So if you enjoyed Tipping the Velvet.
Burlington Berties.
Yeah, absolutely. All that good cross dressing type stuff. Get yourself down there to the Beer Keller on Sunday.
Fab.
I don't have tickets.
4 p.m.
Is it a ticket?
4 p.m. It's
ticketed at 4 p.m. If you go on to www.behindthelines.info, you'll get more details there on that website.
That sounds like a fun weekend to me,
doesn't it?
I'm going to go out tomorrow night. Yeah.
Pretty culture
and Sunday
weekend. Yeah. We can bend and snap.
I got my parents here the weekend. I've just got visions of my mum doing
the bend
and snap.
Oh. Take them. Oh. Do it.
Bring it.
Cool.
It on.
So lots
brilliant.
To do. Lots
Thank
to
you
do.
Very much, Lucy.
No problem.
Thank you.
Bend and snap.
Hi, this is Lucy Spraggan, and you're listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
That's Pentatonix.
They're so clever.
There they are. That's their brand new single, Can't Sleep Love. Their new album is coming out on, where's my date? 18th of October it's due out, so it's already available excellent. To pre-order if you're an iTunes fan.
Excellent. So, famous, what a joy to listen
to. They don't play
to.
Any instruments, that's all them. That's
you were
I'm
saying.
I'm a bit of a fan, can you tell?
You are. So. Well, you know, not surprising. You know, so if you YouTube them, you can actually see them. Is that right?
Oh yes, yeah. They're, well, that's how they become successful. They went in for, I think it was America's Got Talent and won, and then decided that they were just going to do stuff on YouTube and just get posting up loads of videos. Now they put up a video and within an hour it's got 100,000 hits on it.
Excellent.
You know, it's mad. So, but yeah, no, that's a new one. The new album comes out soon, so well worth an order.
Okay,
so.
Kudos to them.
Now, changing the subject completely, because yesterday was Bi Visible Day, so happy Bi Vis Day to everyone. It was nice. Everyone seems to get involved. Even the BBC got involved, which is quite cool.
Bristol City Council put something out as well on the source, so yeah.
And Matthew's been doing some investigating for us. Okay.
Language has always fascinated me. Yes, I'm a native English speaker, but living and studying abroad as a student opened my mind to how we use language, how it's taught, learned, and of course, how it evolves. My fascination continues in the LGBT world, and this is where I'm perhaps about to admit to a slight naivety. I'm kind of almost embarrassed to admit it, but until a couple of years ago, I'd only ever been aware of the terms bisexual, heterosexual, and homosexual as adjectives to describe the sexual preferences of people, whatever their own gender. Now, I need to be honest and tell you that I have had a bit of an issue with the word bisexual, and it's the word, not the concept, because that would be borderline hypocritical. Actually, it's more of the prefix that has bothered me, bi. In everyday language, the prefix comes up a lot. Bicycle, binary, bidirectional, bipolar, biplane. And it's a foregone conclusion, therefore, that bisexuality hints at two genders. And that's where I have had my issue for some time. But only through meeting more gender-fluid folk have I actually begun to understand why. Don't get me wrong, it has long been understood that bisexuality is romantic or sexual attraction to males and females. The American Psychological Association states that sexual orientation falls along a continuum. So a reasonable number of people won't actually identify with being completely hetero or homosexual. And there's nothing new about that. And certainly speaking from my own experiences, I've never been quite sure exactly where I lie on that continuum. Or maybe I don't lie on it at a single point. One of the great things about working on a programme like Shout Out is the range of interesting and diverse people that I get to meet. I've been fortunate to meet and begin to understand trans men and women and gender fluid people. Well, let's call them people. I've met some interesting people. And that's just my point. People. You see, I've discovered that I'm attracted to people. It's not a one or the other gender thing. It's a person thing. And it includes both genders, which is why the term bisexual is still used. However, for some people, it is much more than that. We have trans, gender-neutral, and intersexed people in with the mix, which leads me to think that bisexual maybe doesn't quite hit the mark all of the time. The debate on the most appropriate term to use probably isn't going to be resolved overnight, but it's definitely got me thinking. The American Institute of Bisexuality, and yes, there is such a thing, provides a list of alternative words that people currently use to describe their sexual orientation.
Bisexual,
meaning both genders.
Pansexual,
meaning all genders and anything in between.
Polysexual,
meaning many but not necessarily all genders.
Omnisexual
is another word for all.
Ambisexual,
and that can be used to mean both, or it could be an abbreviation of ambiguity. The Institute argues that each of the terms includes an element of heterosexual and homosexual behaviour, and therefore that the term bisexual encompasses all of these. Okay, thank you, America. But what about close to home? Where are we in the UK? When Britain's Office for National Statistics asked about sexuality, they found that only 0.5% of the population identified as bisexual. But last month, the findings of independent polling organisation YouGov paint a very different picture of the UK. A fifth of people put themselves somewhere on that continuum. In other words, not completely hetero or homosexual. And that's a big jump compared to the ONS's 0.5%. Now, of course, there will be a certain margin for error in the findings. But as we look at the data and we move through the age brackets, the proportion of people identifying in that bisexual range is a whopping 43% of under 25s. That's compared to just 7% in the over 65s. Now, the difference may, of course, be due to the different cultures in which those age groups have grown up. But the youth result is a fascinating one. 43% saying that they effectively sense that they are bisexual. Well, eager to find out more from the young people themselves, we sent Mitch McMorrow out with a microphone.
Being bi, to me, is being part of a group, being part of the LGBT community. It is when you feel that you are attracted to more than just one gender, such as being gay or being lesbian. It's a very loving kind of environment, I think.
Being bi means being attracted to both males and females sexually, physically and emotionally.
To me, being bi means that you're attracted to two different genders, and that doesn't necessarily have to be male and female, and it doesn't have to be two that are necessarily on the gender spectrum. It might be a gender and a particular type of gender. But I think it's not recognised enough that there are more options of genders that you can be attracted to than just the boy and the girl that most people know. So, yeah, that's important to me.
To me, it kind of means, like, someone who is attracted to both genders and is kind of happy to be in a relationship with either gender, to me.
Do you think it's kind of more of a trend now that young people are going away from either being just gay or straight and thinking more about bi identity, somewhere in the middle?
I think with the invention of websites such as Tumblr, kids can now find out about things they never had any idea even existed. You know, you'll go on Tumblr and you find out about all these words and you'll be like, oh my god, I'm that. I had no idea that was even a word for that, you know. So I think in the past there was the idea that, you know, you're either gay or straight, and then a few people are bi, but in general it's gay and straight. Whereas now, you know, there's pansexual, polysexual, demisexual, ace, you know, there's so many choices now that people can be like, that is what I identify as.
Do you think that there is a difference then between being bi and being pan?
Personally, there is. I personally think of bi as two genders, bi meaning two, so I think of male and female as the two genders that bi people be attracted to, and pan is any gender, but everyone would define it slightly differently, so, and everyone has the right to do that. So some people would identify as bi but be attracted to every single gender, and some people identify as bi and only be attracted to male and female.
I think being pansexual is when you specifically are attracted to people regardless of their gender, and it's not something that you necessarily see as like a limiting factor or something that you can like categorize people with. So in a way, I think it sort of, it transcends, it sees through all the different genders, and you're attracted to people because of who they are instead.
Bisexual means what you're attracted to, men and women, so you still acknowledge gender as being part of something you're attracted to. When pansexual, you're not attracted to gender, you're just attracted to people. It's like, well, when people say parts not hearts, it's the idea, what if someone has a penis or has breasts, you may enjoy them, but it doesn't mean that you're attracted purely because they have that. You're attracted to the person inside, which is really nice actually.
Going back to what you're saying about hearts not parts, what would you say to people who say being pansexual is, say, gender blind, almost?
That's actually a really good way of describing it, actually. In my opinion, what I know from pansexual people is that gender doesn't matter. So you could describe someone as being gender blind. They can still acknowledge what people are, male and female, but it doesn't really compute into their romantic or sexual life.
Would you say that if someone is, say, in a relationship with someone who's the opposite gender to them, would you say that they, in that case, might feel a bit less able to express being bi?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting question. I think there's then a lot more pressure to prove yourself, or you might find yourself constantly trying to remind everyone around you that just because you're in a straight relationship, that doesn't mean that that's the only way you can express yourself. I think it could be really frustrating for people in that situation to have to constantly remind people around them, and you shouldn't have to prove yourself. People should just respect you for who you feel you are.
In the time that you've been kind of an active member of the LGBT community, particularly Freedom, I'd say, have you noticed much of a change in the way that people label themselves?
In a way, I've seen, the more I've been part of it, the more diverse labels I've seen. Like, I've met people who originally labelled themselves as gay or bi or whatever, and now have been labelling themselves as actually being asexual or demisexual or all these different words. I think I've met more and more bi people over time, and more people who, more and more trans people as well, but I think more people are labelling themselves more diversely than I originally experienced.
So would you say that the acceptance of those diverse identities is something that we have today?
I think we have more of it than we did originally. I don't think we have as much as I feel like we should, but I believe what we have increased in acceptance as time has gone on.
Definitely a cultural thing about that as well. I mean, before it was very much like you were either you were lesbian, you were bi, or you were gay. And obviously now we have transgender and pansexual and asexual, and there's a lot more out there for people to label themselves as. But in Freedom, I would say, especially nowadays, the demand to label yourself is nowhere near as high.
So, in the week that we celebrate and champion bisexuality, I'm also hearing more talk of pansexuality as a more comprehensive descriptor for those of us not limited to liking just men and women. And in the meantime, I'll continue dreaming of a world where language evolves and no labels are required, and we all accept that, quite simply, people fall in love with other people.
Oh, what an interesting report.
That was great, yeah. Yes. I actually handed the microphone to Maddie from Freedom U, so well done, Maddie, that was brilliant. And I let her...
Bless you, taking all the credit there, weren't you?
Huh? I'm not taking any credit for that.
No, that, Matthew was the one that said it was you, wasn't it? But he didn't know that you'd handed it on, so a big thank you to Maddie for that.
Yeah,
so.
Big thank you to Maddie. So. She deserves all the credit.
Yeah. No, very, very nice report, that. A lot of things to kind of think about.
It's very interesting how young people are.
I've not really heard the term pansexual user.
Yeah, and demisexual. So. Yeah. Not, it's... Sorry.
Anyway,
smorgasbord.
Yeah, loads. Anyway, new theme in they'll be up next.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Another new one, actually. That's the latest Avicii song. Their new album's out on the 2nd of October. That's called For a Better Day. Do you guys like Avicii? You're kind of Avicii.
I like Avicii, yes. Yeah. Do you like
Very
Avicii?
Very melodic.
Nice tune. At least there is a tune.
Sorry,
sometimes you don't get a tune these days.
Have you got your radio voice on for the news?
He did have his radio voice on. It goes very deep and sultry.
Do you know, the other half has always taken the mickey out of me doing shout out saying I put on a radio voice. I don't think I actually put on a voice. I just stand in front of a microphone and kind of like talk. But you listen to Ivan outside of the studio, and then you listen to you on your own show, and you sound so different.
I don't know if that's fair, because you know, Andy sounds like he's on helium outside. For those of you who've never heard Andy speak in his normal voice, yeah. I agree with Carl.
I see.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Okay. We're all ganging up on you.
Right, let's get some news.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 24th of September.
Local alternative paper, The Bristolian, has warned of the price of gentrification in what many see as Bristol's gay village of Old Market. In a front page piece in its September issue, the controversial but well-read paper said that, like Stokes Croft, the district would soon be swamped by what it called overpriced coffee, organic food, high rents, and hipsters. It accused the newly formed Old Market Assembly of being a front for the Mayor of Bristol, George Ferguson, and said that the plans for change in the area, quote, surely spells the end of Old Market as we currently know it. The Bristolian is known for its scabrous humour and its numerous exposés of council politics.
Ireland has come a long way in recent years, with the Republic now firmly embracing difference and equality, and yet not losing any of its traditional friendliness or warmth. Now, a respected television anchor has come out as gender fluid, and in the process has won new support. Jonathan Rachel Clinch has worked for the broadcaster RTE for the last 16 years, and this week announced that he occasionally identifies as Rachel, but will continue to use male pronouns to refer to himself in and out of work.
Gay newswire Pink News has been savouring the moment this week when a talk radio presenter put down an anti-gay caller who described himself as a Christian. Ian Dale, a gay conservative political activist, is also a presenter on LBC, which is a talk radio network and the oldest legal commercial radio station in England. Dale had had a call from a man who runs a small and little-known fundamentalist website called Virtue Online. Pop along to our website for a link to the moment when Dale crossed swords with a self-appointed preacher.
As you may know, there is a small statistical correlation between people who are deaf and the gay communities. One theory is that because most popular prejudice is verbal, so deaf children grow up without hearing racism or homophobia, and deaf culture is therefore more accepting of gay and trans people. Well, this week the British Deaf Association has praised the Scottish Parliament at Holyrood after the BSL bill was passed unanimously by all parties.
This week marks the 60th anniversary of ITV, standing for Independent Television, which first went on the air in the London region on the 22nd of September 1955. ITV has made several notable programmes for the gay and trans communities. In 1975, it commissioned The Life Story of Quentin Crisp, The Naked Civil Servant, which is still considered one of the golden moments in British TV.
Bi-Visibility Day fell this week, celebrating the lives and achievements of bisexual people across the UK and around the world. The day is also about challenging preconceptions within the wider LGBT communities. Biphobia is a reality amongst both gay men and lesbian women, and earlier this year the editors of the gay lifestyle magazine Attitude were shocked when they received a flurry of judgmental letters from gay men in response to an article on bisexuality. But for more information on what took place on the day, visit our website and open your eyes to a whole world of the bi-friendly web.
Fratelli d'Italia, a far-right party in Italy which campaigns against civil partnerships, may well be sued by a student from the University of Bristol after it used a student's picture without permission. Pink News says that Rose Morelli and Alex Elliott had taken a picture of Alex in makeup to show solidarity with a trans teenager who took her own life in the States. They were horrified to learn that a party had used the image in a leaflet to campaign against trans awareness in Italian schools. Legal proceedings have been started.
The art critic Brian Sewell, who wrote the art column for the London Evening Standard since the early 1980s, has passed away at the age of 84. Sewell had been suffering from cancer and his agent announced his death on Saturday. Brian had been out as gay for many years, and his autobiography Outside It revealed his estimate that he had slept 1,000 men. He was described as a generous and inspirational figure, but also had a waspish turn of phrase for some of the recent trends in the art world. Most famously, he remarked that Bristol-born graffiti artist Banksy should have been put down at birth.
Ever heard of Radio Marilyn? Well, neither had we until the new book, London's Pirate Pioneers, which restores this gay early 80s radio station to broadcasting history, along with many others. Radio Marilyn was one of the many land-based pirate radio stations that paved the way for the legal community radio in Britain. Risking arrest and fines for their broadcasts, the pirates in London inspired others across the UK, with Bristol boasting many such stations over the years. The book's available from all good bookstores.
Well, for these new stories and more, check out our website at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
For Shoutout News, this has been Ivan Jackson
and Terry Starr.
Shoutout News,
national and international LGBT news for you.
Sorry, radio voice.
Radio voice.
Put your radio voice.
Hello. Shoutout.
Hi, I'm Heather Small, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
It's kind of number. It's middle of the week, so it, yeah. It's middle
is that
of the week.
One Direction without Zayn.
It is. It's One Direction. That's called Infinity. So I'm not usually a huge fan. I always try and play the number one, and of course that's number one at the moment.
Yes.
So
yes.
Make of it what you will, I guess. So. So now, completely no the opposite to the, me, we got a friend of the show in, Dave Sully. Welcome back, Dave. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, hello.
Hi. Now, hi, David. Everyone.
Listeners may remember, I can't remember how long ago it was, but you came on because you were talking to us about your new fitness, well, not really, your classes that you do. That I think Terry comes along to you, doesn't he?
He should.
Yeah, he should. Oh, Terry.
Terry, I don't know if he's heard that.
And a friend of yours, Rich, is here as well. Hello, Rich. How are you?
Hi there. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Shout Out, both of you. Now, I believe you are here to talk to us about something a little bit more special. But before we talk about that, how are things going with the group and all the exercise and everything? It's still going well?
It's going really well. It's been running for 2 to 3 years. We're in our third year.
Wow, and, gosh, has it really been that long? Gosh, yeah. I remember when we talked to you at the beginning.
I know. And you still haven't gone, have you?
No. No.
We're still waiting for you.
Yeah.
And
you're like, Andy's going to turn up this week.
Exactly.
Oh, no,
yeah. No, but it's going really well. So 3 years and still going strong.
Yeah, and people are using it, and we get double figures, and people are just telling their friends and just bringing...
Great.
It's just become a big family now, and I love it, and I look forward to it, and keeps me going.
Yeah, brilliant.
Now, you're organising something quite special by the sounds of it, aren't you, with THT? Give us an idea, what are you up to?
Yeah, I met Bonnie Holt about 2-3 years ago, and I wondered whether they had like a referral, an exercise referral scheme at Terence Higgins Trust.
Right.
And they used to, but then we thought about using the Monday LGBT fitness class and social group to sort of like signpost people to there. And so Bonnie has been a great advocate of the group. She's been doing that, putting our flyers and posters around. And she also, she runs the Bristol Half Marathon. And
that's just been on, isn't it? They've just done that a couple of weeks
ago.
Yeah,
and she ran that one. She didn't do the year before, but she did the year before that.
Nice.
And I did the year before that, but I'm taking a year to recover. So she raises money for THT by doing that, and some of her service users join her and feel inspired to join her to run the marathon to get fit while raising money. So she approached me to create an activities open day for THT service users.
Oh, great.
They had a crafts open day, which was really, it went really, really well. So we thought an activities open day would hopefully go well as well. And we want to use exercise and activities to help people to engage with it for better health and well-being. So, and this is where Richard comes in, because it's like, it's just about exploring exercise. It's not all about running fast like Paula Radcliffe or bodybuilding like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You can just use it however you need to use it. It could be to prepare for an event. It could be for your mental health. It could be to become more flexible. It could be just to unwind at the end of the day. It could be for all sorts of things.
Mm.
But Richard...
So, Richard, what's your involvement with this activity day?
Well, I suppose I'm being brought along as a kind of real punter, really. Like, this is a real one.
You're the guinea pig.
I'm the guinea pig. And, and I'm going to just talk a bit about, from kind of a motivational point of view, of, you know, how what got me into exercising, first running and then a bit of weights, and how it ties in with my kayaking. And it's meant on its, you know, its improvement of mental health as well as physical health. And, of course, you know, going to my vanity as well, really, which has always been quite a motivator for me, and it's kind of how.
So, did you get involved through THT? Is this
I didn't. I used to volunteer years ago with Ali Richards Trust in Bristol, so that kind of dates me a bit, doesn't it?
Yes.
Oh,
but
I have. Yeah.
If you're listening, you don't know THT used to be the Ali Richards Trust. They kind of merged, didn't
yes,
they?
Yeah. Yeah. And I did do a bit of individual work with people then on getting fit. So it's a kind of, so anything I can do to help that. And I do, and I also work, do some individual programs with people in recovery from drugs and alcohol and things like that. And so, because it can be a bit addictive in itself, and so it's to, you know, to help people keeping fun and doing what they do, training clever when they've got physical restrictions. I'm quite arthritic and need different sorts of recovery time, and so to dispel some of the myths and make it, you know, open to everyone really with who are living, you know, with any all sorts of health conditions, as most of us are.
Cool.
That's brilliant. So how long have you been doing that then?
Me? Well, personally, I've been personally training since the 1980s. But you know, when I kind of decided that you know, school had put me off doing any physical stuff like that, because I had the usual kind of sadistic PE teachers, and it was kind of it was a bit of fight back and things like that. And I think I got involved in something about there was a kind of gay karate group running in Bristol, and there was a few friends that went along with that, and yes, we just kind of as a group of us grew, going exercise, music, weights. I'd done quite a lot of running, although I'm not at all built for running, too crumbly for that now, but I've done kind of a whole thing, and I've took up kayaking as well recently, and being able to do that meant that I could start doing that at a, you know, at an advanced age, really. Yeah.
So the aim with the days with THT is obviously, you know, just to promote health and life. But if do you have to be seeing THT to come on these? How does it work? If you want to,
for this event, it is an invitation only. Right. So we're sending out invitations as we speak. It's going to be part of Harrington House overall public open day, so that follows after our hour and a half slot, and so people can come into Harrington House and explore my group that I do there on a Monday evening, as well as various dance groups that happen there, the office space they have available, relaxation sessions that they have in meditation, and the community cafes they have, etc. So
is the aim to eventually kind of open it up a bit more, if this one's an invite only? Will it be something, you know, that I mean, I'm guessing people can just come along to your own sports thing if they're not needing the help of THT and they want to get into fitness?
Oh, definitely. So yeah. If you identify as LGBT or friends and family, you know, you can come along to that, and it's for anyone who we can help. So, and it's a very mixed range of abilities. I think the feedback is that people think it's going to be easy, so they come and I do kill them. But they all
I was going to say, do you train them to death on the first one?
But I do, but then they work within their limitations, and then right. they just and it's yes. a lovely to see them improving over the week. Cool. So,
yeah, so if they want to find out more about the one that's going on with Hamilton House and THT, is there somewhere they can go online and find out more info, or how does it work?
THT invitation only. The best thing to do is to Google the Terence Higgins Trust Bristol office, call them, and then get through to either Pamela or Bonnie if you haven't got an invitation already. For my group, just come along to Hamilton House at 7 o'clock, and we're in Studio One. And
is that Mondays?
It's on every Monday. And if you don't want to exercise, you can meet us for the social at 8 o'clock afterwards.
Cool.
So when is the open days on the 26th? Is that right?
Yeah, this Saturday. Yeah.
Oh, this Saturday. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Wow, that's soon.
From 12. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, that's great. Thank you.
Also, just to say more about the agenda, we've got obviously a speech by me, and there's Belly Fit there, Tai Chi, my group, and we also have like a health promotion store, so there'll be a variety of information on eating and fitting exercise into sedentary office life, for an example. And
well, exercise while you're there in front of the computer, tapped away.
Yeah, I've got a leaflet on that, like sort of flexing your feet and
it is renowned
like
for it is renowned
engaging
for,
you your know, core while you're doing your admin.
There you go.
Cool. Well, listen, it's lovely to catch up with you again. I can't believe it's 3 years since we spoke to you when you were first starting out, but it sounds like it's going really well. And best luck for Saturday.
Thank you.
And we'll have to do another fitness show and have you back on or something.
Yeah. So. Yes, thank you, David.
Fitness column.
Yes. And thank you to you too, Rich, for coming in and chatting with us. So.
Yeah. And you look very fit, Richard.
Thank you.
It puts me to shame. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's a nice remix for that one. That's
really?
That's Marvin Gaye. Do you not like it?
No, I prefer the Cahill one or the original. I didn't like that at all.
Oh, don't you? I quite like that one. So, but yeah. Oh, I was hoping I could say I start that from Ham Mags My Heels, but obviously not. So.
No,
Steph's not giving anything away.
No.
Anyway, we've got Steph and Terry joining us.
Welcome back. So, and welcome, Steph. So, how
welcome
are you?
To you too.
No smut, please.
No smut. Did you say no smut?
I said no smut.
Thursday at 5 to 8.
I'm
no
not going to mention solar panels at all.
Don't
okay?
mention anything to do with solar panels.
No, please don't.
As we know.
Anyway, how are you about that? If you're right.
Yes, thank you.
Cool. How's Max and High Heels going these days?
H&H Light now has, even in Somerset Police. just listening to it.
Oh, lovely. So I think we
they're monitoring it very closely to see what she's up to. Yeah. Yes.
Just in case she does any sort of dodgy instructions or something.
So if you see me led away from the studios in handcuffs, you know why.
Tape across her mouth so she can't speak anymore.
Well, Ivan and I think we're going to get the sack at the end of every show.
Oh, dear. See, and you wonder why I worry, honestly. It's just,
don't
you know,
worry, Andy.
It is justified. It really is.
Shock horror.
I don't know.
Anyway, we were talking earlier about the
whole buy and pan
and labels.
And, labels and I remember we had a conversation outside of the studio a while back, and you were saying, you know, you actually have at one point identified as LGBT.
Yeah, I guess I have. But what
have you ever identified as P?
Well,
as in pansexual.
Well, I never heard of the term until I went to a gender intelligence meeting because they're now in Bristol for the South West, and the young kids are absolutely brilliant. They do not see the word bi at all. They identify as pan.
Yeah.
And it was really, really interesting. They just see a rainbow of genders, and it's irrelevant whether you're male, female, pre-op trans, post-op trans, or anything else
in between,
you know, queer or unidentified or
fluid or agender, so you don't even associate yourself with a gender.
I know like, I mean, I'm gay, so I'm, you know, part of LGBT.
Are you a cisgendered?
No, I'm
you're a cisgendered gay man.
I'm gay.
Well, that's a surprise to me as well.
That just killed because what I was going to say. Thank you. Never mind.
When you're saying cisgendered, what you're saying is that you're like,
no, I said I'm gay. Yeah, I never said I'm cisgendered.
Are you cisgendered?
I don't know.
Yes,
cisgendered is a way of identifying yourself other than being trans.
It's the opposite of trans. This is like heterosexual.
It's like saying you feel okay about being male, but and you're born in the right body for yourself.
For me personally, it's another label I don't need. You know, there's too many labels, if you ask me. It gets to a point where it gets really confusing.
It does get,
you know,
confusing.
And when you live in the community that's got all these, trying to explain it to someone, especially someone who's, you know, straight white male, trying to explain any of it gets really, really difficult.
It does.
And then when you say, oh, by the way, and we have this label, and we have that label, and we have this label, and they're like, what?
Yeah.
How on earth do you keep up
I'm
with
the
it?
Same as you. I cannot keep pace with the terminology.
No, and I guess that it's fine. And you know, it's everybody can have their own opinion. And you can label yourself as whatever you want, which is a great thing about the world we live in these days. But I'm just a bloke.
It's interesting though, because I do think young people really enjoy having those different labels. Because I remember being a young person, and I felt the need to identify with one or affiliate myself with one because of the solidarity and the sense of unity. Mm. And I think that for them, it's just opened up. Massively, and you know, it's really important that they're allowed to do that.
Subject for
themselves.
A whole show, I think, that one, isn't it?
We
can talk about that one in a lot more depth. So, anyway, that's it for this week. Now it's time to go get fit,
or you can just go and grab another podcast if you prefer at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
Next week, I believe we're talking to the actor Mark Jeffrey, but for myself and the team, we will catch you next week live at 7. Say bye bye, everyone.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.